Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, everyone. Oh my goodness, Christmas is in 2 days. Are we so excited? Oh my gosh, today is December 23rd, and I cannot believe it's still December. I remember when I started this podcast back in August, and I am so grateful that I am sharing my experiences with you. I am so excited to talk about today's topic, but it's funny, I'm not doing a Christmassy type of topic, but if you want to read one of my articles from like a Christmas article, you can go ahead and read my article. It's called Charity, the Pure Love of Christ During the Christmas Season or Christmas Time. And we're going to go ahead and talk about love today. So I think it's appropriate for our Christmas time. So the topic is, how do we choose unconditional love, or how to choose unconditional love? And when I was preparing this, I was thinking of hymns, like church music, and I thought of the song Love One Another. I love that song. I sang that song at a funeral, and I just feel like it is so beautiful. It's so short, but it really has a huge impact on my heart, and I love it. I'm going to state the words for you. It says, "As I have loved you, love one another. This new commandment, love one another. By this shall men know, ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." I feel like this song just moves my heart to want to understand and truly love others as a disciple of Jesus Christ would. And I had an experience with my children where I felt love for each of them and taught them of love while they were fighting. You know how it goes. So I'll just give you a brief version. We had some friends over and the kids were running around, and my daughter was just so happy to have some of our friends' daughters over, because my son's had quite a few play dates with a lot of boys. And so my daughter has been like, okay, when are the girls gonna come around? So we had some little girlfriends over, and she was able to play with them, but she did not want Ronan, my son, to play with them. She was like, no, you're not allowed to play. I think she just was so excited to have them over. And I don't think she was trying to be mean, but it came across kind of mean. And so they started arguing, and it just was a big fight. And I was like, okay, let's have a talk. Let's sit down and work things out. They did both feel bad. And my daughter, when I talked to her, I was like, hey, what's going on? She was just like, Mom, I just really want to play with the girls, and I don't want really Ronan to play with us because he's been playing with his boyfriends. And I was like, okay. And then I went over to Ronan and I asked him, and he was like, I just want to play. I want to feel included. And it hurt me that she said she didn't want me to play with them. And then he started to cry, and I sat down next to him and I held him in my arms and I expressed my love to both of them. But then I talked more to Ronan because he was really hurt by what they said. And I let him cry, and I just told him, I understand why you're sad, and I understand understand you want to play with them, and that's totally understandable. And I just held him for a few minutes, let him feel what he felt, and then he was fine. He got up after sharing his feelings, and he went about playing on his own, and he did good. But before he got up, I said to him, "Ronan, I understand you are upset and sad, and I want you to know that sometimes we are going to feel sad or mad at someone because how we choose to think about them. And I want you to know that when we choose to believe we are loved and we can love others despite what they say, we can choose to connect with that person anyway. And it's also a way we can desire to love them like Jesus Christ does." And he came over and gave me another hug and said he would try that. It was cute. He was being really cute about it. And I remember after saying that, I remember times in my past and people from my past that I would be angry with, or I would choose to feel hurt feelings over experiences I've had with them. And I would sometimes relive that experience by what they said or by what they did that I chose to allow to hurt me. And so it's when I started to learn more of the example and teachings of Jesus Christ and his love for all people is when I decided to start to love the people that I created my hurt feelings by. So I would start out with some kind thoughts. I would start off small, and I will give you three examples. The first one I would think is I probably didn't understand what they said or what they did. I just didn't understand it. Number two is I probably wasn't as compassionate as I could have been for them. And number three is they were probably doing the best they could. And then those small thoughts turned into, number one, they are loved as much as I am by God and Jesus. Number two, we are all in this life together to learn and hopefully understand that we all have weaknesses and are learning to grow because of them. Number three, I love them. I love them. I wish them the very best. And number four, they are doing their best. I hope they know I'm praying for them and love them. So these thoughts grew over time. I also don't always think like this all the time. It does take practice, but I'm working on it. But I am also grateful that I desire to have more of these thoughts. And as I strive to be a loving disciple of Jesus Christ, I believe it starts with looking inside your heart and knowing that we all fall short. We all fall short sometimes. And because we all fall short, we can. It's possible for us to be understanding of someone that said or did something that create thoughts of hurt feelings. I have a testimony that Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us. He loves you, and he loves that you get up each day and try to be your best. He loves so much that you try. And he loves when you think of him, pray to him, serve with him in mind. I have learned that as I've loved more and more people, I have learned as I've loved people more and more, I feel the comfort of the Holy Ghost touch my heart. I feel closer to the Savior. And it's as though I can hear him say, when I'm in a moment of not being understanding or compassionate, I can hear him say, "Be understanding of that man or woman. Maybe she stayed up all night with her children. She's probably tired. Or that man that said or did something, or you said or did something, that man that you came across might be missing his wife that passed away years earlier. Or that worker that you saw at the store that kind of looked mad or whatever, she or he probably had no smile or kind word said to them during their shift. The encounters are endless, and I just thought of these, and it's possible to start small and truly understand what it means to love by being more understanding, by being compassionate, and doing our very best to see the good in others. We all struggle sometimes. And that really, you guys, that's what connects us. We all struggle. And that's what I love about each one of us. We're not all perfect, but we're all trying. And we can all be connected by love when we choose to see the good in each other. We are all doing our very best, even if it doesn't look like it's the best, to do our best in this life. And a great way to love others is to think with kindness, speak with kindness, and act with kindness. So this was the topic I went over with my children that night, and it went well. And I hope we can apply it more and more because it really is important. We're all wanting to connect through love. And I know when we are choosing to be understanding and compassionate and seeing the good, that can bring about choosing unconditional love. And I think unconditional love is so fitting for this time of the year, that it's Christmas, and how to follow the example and teachings of Jesus Christ by loving and doing it intentionally. I hope you guys have a wonderful Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Love you all so much. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.